Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hi, welcome to the first ever episode of Out of the Pods. I am Deepti Vempati.
And I'm Natalie Lee.
We're so excited to start this podcast because we have so much to share with you guys. We have so many thoughts and reactions to season four already, and we're going to spill some tea on past seasons.
Yeah, like I have so many things to say about that cutie scene. We are jumping right into Love is Blind season four. Last week, Netflix dropped the first five episodes. We watched, and I just know that this is going to be a wild, wild season and a messy one too. Because there's so much to talk about, we are putting out two podcast episodes today. So lucky day for all of you guys. This one will cover episodes 1, 2, 3 when the men and women meet in the pods. And our second episode will cover 4 and 5 when the couples go to Mexico for their post-engagement honeymoon. So make sure to listen to that one next. All right, the pod scenes are my favorite portion of Love is Blind, but there's so much that happened in these first three episodes. Like, I personally could not keep track of the different love triangles, the different stories that were going on. But I do love, what I will say, what really stuck out to me just watching the first episode is the vulnerability of these participants. Like, they really just share everything about their lives.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with every single one of them, and they were not afraid to put it all out on the table, which I definitely appreciated. And there were some funny moments too, like our leopard guy over here.
Oh, the just, leopard print shirt guy.
He's just saying the most random things, like, have you murdered anyone? Like, who asked that question?
When he was guessing people's nationalities,
like, I
that's a real thing. There's always one or two people in the pods, also on our cast, that will try to figure out what someone else looks like. So they'll be like, are you Korean? Are you Chinese? So when he did that, I was like, that's a very much a real thing every season.
Like, I honestly was just like, please, sir, can you just stop? Can you leave?
When it comes to vulnerability, one person that really stuck out to me was Brett.
Yes. Our favorite. Can we just agree that he's our favorite?
Brett is the prize of this season. He is accomplished. He is so vulnerable, and you could tell he's very genuine and just completely ready for this experiment and to like find a wife. And him and Tiffany together, they are like my newest Lauren and Cameron.
Yeah, they're the perfect couple. And I agree, Brett was just so vulnerable. And I feel like his backstory of how his parents struggled and how he lost his brother, that was just such a touching story, because he came to this experiment really willing to find his person because he wants to start a family and just live life to the fullest. And I just really appreciate him for that. And he really showed up for Tiffany, I think.
Yeah, I mean, when he was talking about his childhood and being embarrassed to bring friends over to his house because they didn't have electricity at one point, that really just broke my heart. But it's crazy. Like, just when I think about when we were in the pods, you know, you see or hear someone as accomplished as Brett, and you just could never guess that they came from, like, they had rough times during their childhood. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very interesting even watching the show, and it kind of opens your eyes that everyone has, you know, these really tough stories to tell.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that he like became a designer at Nike, I thought that story was so cool. He's like, yeah, I don't have a college education, but I worked so hard to get to the position that I'm in today, and all through an Instagram connect, which was so, so cool to see.
Yeah, I really loved that he told that story. And I thought what was very interesting, I don't know if you caught Tiffany say this, but she goes, if I had met Brett in the real world, like, he wouldn't be my type because, you know, he doesn't have a college degree. He, you know, really
She'd
started
left.
His career from, you know, an Instagram message and being the successful person at Nike. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was very interesting. And that's something that the pods do, is they introduce people that you wouldn't necessarily go for in the conventional dating world. Yeah. So
it was really cool to see. And also, like, you see by the episode, you know, by episode 3, you see their reveal moment. And I thought that was, oh, it gave me chills.
I think it actually happens in episode 2. I think that they're the first
one. Oh, does it? Okay. They are, because they were so sure of themselves. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorite things ever. Honestly, my reveal moment was so special to me. So I can only, even though I didn't end up with my, you guys should see Natalie's face right now. She's like, wait, what?
You said that your reveal was special to you.
It really was.
Like when Shake grabbed your ass.
Okay, minus that one piece. I think the rest of it was pretty good. Just the emotions that you feel in that moment. I don't know. It's one of my top memories.
For those of you listening in, I'm giving Deep D the worst look right now because I watched your reveal and I just skipped through it. I just couldn't. It was hard to me.
It was really hard to. I actually had to tell my parents not to watch it. I was like, please forward through that. I was like, just skip the whole Mexico part.
I won't lie. At the time of the reveal, because I was so happy to be engaged and to meet Shane, it was a really happy moment for me. Mm-hmm. But looking back, there was a bunch of cameras around you. It was so awkward. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're like physically seeing someone for the first time and you just can't react naturally because you know that this is going to end up on a TV show. Mm-hmm. That's why it's shocking that you said that, because I know how awkward it is in
real
life.
It's weird that you say that, because for me, it wasn't awkward. Like, Shake actually made it not awkward for me. I'm not going to lie to you. And if it was in the real world, I'd be like, yeah, I like a little ass grabbing. But the fact that it was on TV, I was like, really? Are you really kidding me that you did this to me? But if it was like no one was around, I'd be like, yeah, grab a little ass. Who cares?
Well, good for you. Maybe it was just awkward because Shane and I are awkward people. We made it awkward. I remember I went in for a kiss and he like opened his mouth and like had a little tongue out, and then my lips are closed and I was going in.
Okay, like, sounds like one of the worst moments for Natalie.
Anyways, we loved Tiffany and Brett's reveal. It was by far one of my favorite moments in these first few episodes. I think that you could just tell that they really, really are feeling each other. They love each other. But my favorite moment in that couple storyline is when Tiffany fell asleep as Brett is professing his love to her, when he's like, I think you're my perfect match. And she's like,
talk about snoring away. Terrible timing on that one.
I know. I know she's getting some backlash on social media for it. Very light backlash. Mm-hmm. But what I will say, I definitely understand why she fell asleep. You could tell that was a night date because she was in her pajamas, you know. And if you guys don't know what night dates are, so you date a potential suitor. I don't know how to even explain that.
Yeah, basically you're set up on dates at nighttime. They're optional, but they start at like midnight and they kind of end at like 2-3 in the morning sometimes. So everyone's exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think, Natalie, you noticed that there was a champagne bottle.
Yeah, so I feel like she was also drinking, and mm-hmm. also Brett's voice is so soothing to her point. So I don't blame her for falling asleep. Oh. And she's probably filming all day too leading up to that point. So look, I totally get why she fell asleep. You're just like a tired baby by the end of filming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, if that's the worst thing to happen to them, I think they're doing pretty well.
I love Tiffany and Brett. I'm rooting for them all the way.
Yeah, honestly, if they don't get married, I'm never watching the show.
One other person I really liked was Kwame.
Kwame, yeah. I love him.
Our smooth-talking, confident Kwame. His love triangle with Micah and Chelsea. I was actually shocked that
it's messy.
Those two women he had a love triangle with.
Yeah, they're so opposite.
Yeah,
they're polar opposites. But Kwame does have that smooth-talking nature about him, but it kind of screams a little bit of red flag to me.
Really?
I'm kind of into that, though, so.
I will say there are some, like, alarming moments. Like, nothing crazy.
Nothing too crazy,
but you're,
yeah.
Like, for example, when he has this moment with Micah where he is talking about his connection with Chelsea, and then Micah is able to persuade him in some way to, like, potentially choose her, and he kind of just, like, drops Chelsea in that moment. I know. And I was like, that's kind of...
Yeah, he's quick to switch. But you could interpret that also as, like, okay, maybe he feels like his connection with Micah is so much stronger than Chelsea's. And what was it? We saw that Chelsea was, like, reaffirming and, like basically validating his feelings and, like, vocalizing it, whereas Micah wasn't. So when he kind of, like, explained to Micah, oh, Chelsea's, like, validating to me, Micah quickly turned and was like, well, do you need me to validate? Like, I can do that too. And she does that. And he's like, yep, okay, it's you now. You know, it was just such a, that was one of the things I was like, oh, come on. Like, it was that easy for you?
Yeah. I mean, I actually felt the opposite. I thought that Kwame had a really strong connection with Chelsea and just kind of got manipulated by Micah a little bit. Mm-hmm. But you're right, like him being able to flip-flop so fast, that's the one thing I hate when people do that in the pods. I just feel like they're settling and they just want to move on in the process instead of really gauging if they can marry a person. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe in the flip-floppers. I hate when that happens on TV. I don't believe in second choice. I truly think that in that moment, they're settling for a second choice because they kind of just want to make it through the process.
Yeah, I can.
Whether that becomes that second choice relationship becomes a genuine connection later on, mm-hmm. I think that in the moment when someone settles for a second choice, it's not because they really think that person is the one. It's more so, well, let's see where it goes. Like, I just kind of want to move, you know, through the process, aka get more screen time.
Right. Like, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes it's hard not to think that it's not a competition. You know, you're like, oh, I want to be one of the couples that makes it kind of thing. Like, I'm going to see whatever I can do to kind of keep going.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real thing that I think viewers forget about is the temptation of staying on TV is there.
Yeah.
Like, it's something you need to factor in.
Yeah, absolutely. People want more screen time. And I think we'll see that as the seasons progress too.
Yeah. But speaking about Micah's connection with Kwame, going back to that, you know, situation where she, you know, is asking Kwame what's the difference between her and Chelsea and kind of manipulating him by saying that if, you know, if he chooses her, like, she definitely sees a future with him. That was such a crazy scene because we see her in the next scene. She's going to Paul and she says, if it was between you and Kwame proposing, it's clear I would say yes to you. So she says that to Paul. And I thought that was so, so manipulative of her.
I completely agree. Like, literally, she has Kwame breaking up with Chelsea, like, essentially, you know, putting Micah first. And then she goes to Paul and does the same thing. And so Paul, you know, basically, you know, goes away from his other connections, which was Amber. And so you're like, she's basically, like, just adding the tool belt. She's just adding all the tools to her tool belt. Is that the right term? I don't even know. But
yeah, I don't even know what you're trying to say, to be honest.
But I'm just trying to say she's trying to get all the men, honey.
Yeah, it just feels like she's, again, just trying to win, in quotations, win. And, again, just move on in the process for probably more screen time. You know, I hate talking about that, but that is definitely a big reason for a lot of contestants who are part of the Love is Blind experiment, is they just kind of try to partner up and kind of make it to the next round.
Yeah. Remember when you also, I think you mentioned this to me when we were chatting about this. Remember when you noticed that Paul and Micah were just like, oh, let's just agree to go in this to, like, with each other, yeah, type of situation.
He says, let's just agree to go for each other.
Yeah, that was
and once he said that, I alarming. Was like, okay, you know what? This situation, because we have been in their shoes, mm-hmm. you only hear that when someone is like, I'm sick of this, like, ambiguity with different matches. Let's just agree to go for each other so we can make it to the next round, aka for more screen time.
Is this the theme of this season?
I hate driving that point so much, no. But like, let's be real. That is, again.
Well, you've heard from insider sources a little bit of tea, too, on this.
I have. I wasn't going to bring it up. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to see
you
how, you know, how Paul and Micah's storyline, how that, like, panned out. But I did hear from some insider sources that at least Micah isn't very genuine in terms of her relationship with Paul and kind of her intentions to really find a partner.
Oof.
That's me just saying it in like the nicest way.
I know that was a very sweet way of putting it.
So we'll just have to see.
Basically ill-intended.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Paul, Natalie does not like Paul, friends.
Yeah. I mean, like I just said, I don't think he's very genuine either. Again, just based on his comment, let's just agree to go for each other. But I also just didn't like what he said when he was breaking up with Amber. I think he goes, what's best for me is what's best for you. And ew. He just tries to sound as genuine as it seems like someone who just wants to sound genuine, but they're not. And the way he tries to sound like so smart and philosophical, it just like irritates my soul.
Yeah. I don't mind Paul, to be honest. I think he's just a little bit of a nerd. Like, he's like, what is he? A gemstone lover? He's an environmentalist, isn't he?
He's an environmental scientist.
Yeah. I just liked when he was like, oh yeah, amber, that's like my favorite stone. I just was dying. But the way he flirts with women, he's like, oh, like when we get married, I'll take you there. When we get married, we can do that. And it's like, bro, I don't think that's a flirt tactic. Like, don't use that tactic.
This is the reason why I don't like Paul too. Because it took me back to the days when Shane would do that to me by saying,
I remember
when
this.
We're back in Chicago, we're gonna do this. When we're in Mexico, we're gonna do this. Because it puts in the girl's mind like, oh, they are so sure we are going to get married and, you know, like end up in our cities together, whatever.
Yeah.
And so when Paul does that, I feel like he's just like leading women on.
Yeah, you guys, this is why in the pods, like Shane was in my top three, but on day three, Natalie comes out of the pods and she's like, I'm going to marry that man. He's mine. He's my boyfriend. I was like, oh, damn, they moved quickly.
Well, Shane.
No, it was because of Shane.
Yeah, Shane told me, I remember he goes, he's like, I put your name on my notebook. So we get these notebooks in the pods to take notes during our dates. Mm-hmm. And he said, I put your name on the notebook, on my notebook, so all the men know that you are, like, the woman I'm going to marry. He goes, I know that I'm going to marry you. In Chicago, we're going to do this. In Mexico, we're going to go on this type of date, like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, in the bag. Like, let's here we go. I feel the same way.
Aww.
And to be honest, I kind of had the same – this is why I have this theory about Paul and Micah, which technically isn't a theory. I think it's, like – I'm saying allegedly, but, you know, sources.
Yeah. Sources.
It's because it's kind of like the same thing with Shane and I, where I liked that we were able to confirm that we're both going to end up with each other early on, because we didn't have to, like, waste time exploring other connections. Like,
when yours was so strong.
When ours was so strong, but we kind of knew, like, it was confirmation, like, hey, we're going to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate admitting that, because I don't want anyone to think, like, my connection with Shane wasn't genuine, because it truly, truly
it was.
Yeah, like, I was, like, head over heels over this man. Like, I don't know how.
Yeah.
But, like, very much that intention was there of, like, oh, I don't have to worry about finding anyone else. We're going to Mexico after this. Woo.
Yeah. I think the same thing along those lines, and not to this degree at all. Like, there's no comparison between you and Irina, but I feel like Irina was kind of doing the same thing. Like, is she really into this person? Like, Irina was just, she's a mean girl. Her and Micah.
Yeah. That duo.
It's just
It was really hard to watch.
It's toxic. It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally, just seeing some of the scenes, and I'm sure some of it's edited. Listen, I get it, but there are certain moments where you know that's not editing, and I just felt like it was very, like, triggering for me, just being bullied when I was younger, and, like, having girls laugh at me about certain things, or, like, the way I dressed or the way I looked. I know that wasn't this specific situation, but I had a little bit of a trigger.
Yeah, and we've heard from sources, because I was thinking the same as you. Maybe it's just editing.
Right.
But we did hear that these two women did ruffle some feathers with the other women in the lounge. So
how could they not, honestly?
I do think that it might just be them being mean girls at the time.
Yeah. And the problem is that they know cameras are rolling. And the fact that despite that, they still did what they did or acted that way, I think just kind of speaks to their behavior on the show.
We say that a lot. Like, there's one thing to say or do something mean or controversial, but it adds another layer when you do it in front of the cameras, because you know that it's going to make TV, or most likely going to make TV. Mm-hmm. And if you still do it, it says like a lot about you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you know that this may make TV. So it's hard always seeing really bad behavior on TV because you know these people know that there's cameras around.
Exactly. Like if someone's crying, like Amber was crying in the corner just talking to her friend about how Paul ended things with her. And for them to like spy on that conversation is one, it's not a good look. And two, like laughing about it is, I think, and what's funny is that Micah and Irina like kind of egg each other on, like,
yeah,
you know, instead of like, I feel like if I did that in the pods, like if when like you and me are so close, like, you would be like, can you not do that? I mean, maybe not in that moment, but like, I don't know. I feel like someone would step up and be like, that's not okay. Which Chelsea did, which I really loved in like a subtle dig way when she said, you know, people talk bad about one another when they're not cool with themselves. And I just thought, I was like, yes, girl, tell them.
Yeah, that I was glad Chelsea said something. I think Irina said like, I want to be nicer. I'm not nice at all. And that was Chelsea's response to that.
We do like self-awareness.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very clear. Even Bliss's hate or disdain for Irina, it's very clear that Irina and Micah are not the most popular girls in the pods. Again, we also heard that from our sources as well. So I will say I do feel bad because I know that these girls are getting bullied on social media quite heavily. It was also hard for me to see because – not saying we've been in that position exactly, but we know how it feels like when it feels like the whole world is against you. And sometimes it could be a really good learning opportunity, but I know that I'm sure their mental health is very much at
an all-time low right now. Yeah, because we're seeing a lot of negativity and we're seeing a lot of cyberbullying.
Yeah.
And it's been tough to watch. So just all of our, you know, listeners out there, just make sure you're not adding to that, you know, hate, because we're not here to, you know, put people down more. We're just, you know, hopefully they just learn from this experience and become better.
Yeah. Like, we can talk about their actions on the show, but if you're going to their social media leaving a hate comment, like, no, that's not cool. We don't do that.
Unacceptable here.
Yeah. But yes, these are definitely not my favorite girls. I was actually really surprised at Irina's connection with Zach.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. I feel like that came out of left field.
I love what's her name? Oh my gosh, I'm so bad. Go ahead.
What is her name? I'll help you.
I'm so bad with names, dude.
Are you talking about Bliss?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, just for people listening, I am terrible, terrible, terrible with names. But I'm so good with faces. Like, if I see your face, I'll never forget it. But don't ask me your name. Like, I'm just terrible.
Yeah, side story. Deep D is so good at pretending like she knows someone's name. Like, she'll go around the fact. She'll be like, hey, sweetie. Oh my God, it's you. Hey, girl.
Hi, love.
No. Meanwhile, when someone comes up to me, I'll be like, hey.
I can have a full-blown conversation with somebody, and then they'll be like, who is that? I'm like, I have no freaking clue who that is.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be like having a 30-minute conversation with someone at the bar, and she'll come back to our table, and I'll be like, who are you talking to? And she's like, I have no idea.
But it was an impressionable moment.
Meanwhile, when I do the same thing, I have a 30-minute conversation with someone I don't know. It always ends with them asking, do you know my name?
Hey, put my name in your phone. And you're like, yeah, and I'm here, like, you go. Oh, that is my best trick I have. It's like, hey, like, let me get your number. And I'm like, here, put your name in my phone. I'm like, locked in. Can I take a picture of you now?
Yeah, you have a talent. But we digress.
Yes. Okay, Zach. Let's talk about Zach.
Well, you want to talk about Bliss.
Yeah, well, I just liked Bliss and Zach together. I just thought she was such a sweet addition to his life. I mean, obviously, I'm not a fan of Irina, so I And not a fan of Zach really either. He's kind of, but I, not a fan, but I did very much appreciate that he shared his story about his mom being a stripper and like how that affected him because she has passed away. And he, you know, he kind of wants to honor her life. I thought that was very special. But what Natalie pointed out to me, go ahead, Natalie.
Okay. So I thought that was a very vulnerable story he shared.
Yes.
And it shows that, you know, he's very emotional about it. And there's so much more to his backstory. But did anyone think it was weird that before sharing that story, he was joking with the women in the pods that he was a stripper? I feel like when he would tell people that was his occupation, he was almost devaluing what his mom right. had to do for him to put food on the table. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't understand. There's no balance in regards to his vulnerability.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about him.
It was a little awkward, I'm not going to lie. But after you mentioned it, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, maybe it's like a test or like a defense mechanism to be like, let me tell them that I'm a stripper and see what they react. And then I'll tell them, oh, it was actually my mom. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe he was like kind of testing the waters to see how people would take that, you know, take that information. But it was really weird. I was like, that is not the tactic you use, Zach. Like,
yeah. No, sorry. I don't agree with that theory. I just thought it was...
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
It was just all very weird to me. But yeah. It was, I do applaud him for sharing that story on TV.
Yeah, I think he did definitely get vulnerable. And I appreciated that he got so emotional when he broke it off with Bliss. Like, you see him visibly crying and emotional. And it was interesting because they both said, I love you, to each other before they ended their last date in the pods. I was like, what is happening? Like, how do you, first of all, how do you love somebody already? And why are you breaking up with them if you love them?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Again, I kind of understand, you know, why people say I love you so quickly. I mean, I know I did with Shane. I think I said mm-hmm. it on like date 7.
Okay. Yeah. Different experience for me, but yeah.
Yeah. I think because when you're in the pods and everyone's kind of falling in love mm-hmm. it's around emotional. You and, you know, you are being very vulnerable with one person, you just feel like there's, you know, a really strong connection there that, you know, I thought and I still think was love. Like, mm-hmm. I think of I like course. Really loved Shane on day 7.
Yeah.
But I did think it was a bit weird that he's like, I love you, and breaks up with Bliss. I just,
that's the
you
part.
Know, I do feel like it's too early on to like love two women like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have any, I don't have a lot of empathy for him at this stage after episode 3.
Natalie doesn't know how to feel about Zach.
I know he's kind of like a better person in that relationship with Irina, but Bliss did so much for him. Bliss made him cupcakes for yes. his birthday. Bliss even was very honest with Zach and was like, hey, you know, Irina is not a good person. Mm-hmm. And yet Zach still chooses Irina.
Yeah. Especially when Irina forgot his birthday and tried to get candles from Bliss. Like, no. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was actually so funny when Irina asked Bliss for a candle.
She's like, do you think I can have a candle? Also, I'm confused. Like, what was she planning on putting? Like, what was she going to put the candle on? Like, she was just going to give him the candle?
She's probably going to steal one of Bliss's cupcakes.
Like, when she's not looking.
Yeah. And be like, give the cupcake first and then Bliss's cup.
I'm dying. Yeah. I was like, baby girl, I don't think the candle is going to help your situation.
Yeah. So.
But can we please talk about Zach singing?
Yeah, see, that's where things went really south for me in terms of how I viewed Zach.
The singing did it for you?
Okay, so I put the singing scene on TikTok because it truly is my favorite scene in the first 3 episodes. At first, I skipped through it because I was cringing so hard, but then I went back and watched it 5 times.
It was
embarrassing. For me, I'm like, where did that confidence come from? Like, you know, you weren't hitting those notes.
How many times do you think he practiced that in the hotel room before he did it?
Well, he wrote that song.
I know. That's why I'm like,
and what
when
is a
did
Blarney,
you write it?
Who is Blarney Stone? What is it?
Blarney. I have no idea what Blarney Stone is.
He says it in his song. He goes, I'm a Blarney Stone.
Oh, I saw that. And she went crazy over it, didn't she? She was like, yes. Was
no,
like,
she
was
just,
she awkward?
She was just touching her cheeks and laughing. But I was like, how are you not bursting out loud?
It kind of reminded me of Sal and Mal.
If Shane did that to me, I would leave the pod room. I'd be like, this is a no for me.
That, for all future Love is Blind contestants, please, if you do not actually have a singing voice, please don't sing. Like, it's really cringe and our ears are bleeding.
But seriously, after that moment and him thinking it was a good idea to do that, I lost a little bit of respect for him.
The singing?
In the nicest way.
Aww.
No, that's poor not a Zach. Thing. I don't think you could lose respect in the nicest way. I just, it really was a turning point for me.
Yeah,
for
it's Zach. Like she was on the fence and now she's just far, far away.
I was neutral. The stripper comment just, I was like, eh, but I'm still like indifferent and neutral. And then the singing really just,
you know what?
Put him into the non-favorite territories.
During the reveal, you mentioned, I think I didn't even catch this because I was just like, this is so awkward. I can't look away. But you recognized that there was no music. So maybe he should have been singing in that moment, to be
okay,
honest.
So during Zach and Irina's reveal, I thought my TV was broken because I was like, there is no music during the reveal. You could even hear like the production staff a little bit in the background, like ruffling around. And I was like, wait a minute.
It was so uncomfortable to watch.
I was like, wow, Netflix just straight up, they didn't even make the attempt to put awkward music. They straight up put no music.
Honestly, it hit because it was such an awkward moment. Like, remember when he asked her for a kiss and she's like, no, I think we should just like kind of stick to a hug, and then calling him a cartoon character.
When she said, you look like something out of a cartoon, my jaw dropped.
I died. I was like, wait. But then you couldn't unsee it.
Oh, okay, TG. I don't think he looks like something out of a cartoon.
I'm just saying he kind of looks like, who is the, it's like Belle's girl from, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
The movie, Beauty and the Beast.
Who's Belle's girl?
But he kind of looks like Gustavo, but like a less
Gustav?
Gustav, like a less version of Gus.
Oh, no, it's
Gaston.
Gaston?
Gaston.
Our producer, Danny, goes,
thanks, Danny.
You both are wrong. It's Gaston.
Well, I haven't watched this in a long time, apparently. But like a little bit like that. He's got a little resemblance of that. So it's not a bad thing. There's hot cartoon characters.
I don't think Irina was comparing him to a hot cartoon character.
Well, and then she followed it up with, you don't blink. And bro, he does not blink.
You know, I want to judge him on his non-blinking, but I don't really blink a lot either. So that,
you literally just blinked.
Well, because you reminded me too when you said he doesn't blink. So I felt like I had to.
Okay. Maybe I should remind you more often. Blink.
Because I feel like, okay, the only reason I don't want to judge him on him not blinking is because one time Shane goes, how come you never blink?
No.
And now it's a sensitive subject for me.
Natalie, so you should like Zach. He's kind of like you then.
See, here's the thing. You know what's so crazy about Zach? I first started off saying, I don't know how I feel about him. Like, he was neutral and then he goes a little bit down. But now I realize I actually don't even know. I truly don't know how I feel about him. Because now I'm talking about him and I'm like, he wasn't that bad. I actually feel sorry for him.
Oh my gosh, she's back on the friends.
So I guess what I'm trying to say about Zach is I don't know how to feel about him. I don't think we really do.
No. Yeah, we're going to have to see how his story plays out. Yeah. We need to learn a little bit more about him.
Yeah, but they obviously, him and Irina obviously aren't my favorite couple, but are they my favorite messiest couple?
Yeah. Are they fun to watch? Yes.
One of my faves. But I will say my other actual favorite couple, aside from Tiffany and Brett, are Marshall and Jacquelina. Yes. I really took a liking to them.
Me too.
They're not as perfect as Tiffany and Brett, like just how Tiffany and Brett are being portrayed on the show. But they just seem like so much fun. Like, they are a couple that I would go to dinner with.
Yeah, they are very fun.
Marshall is so emotional, a little bit more reserved. And Jacquelina is a hoot. Like, she has the best sense of humor. She has, like, my sense of humor.
No wonder you love her. No, yeah. I do agree. She's actually really funny. I heard she made some, like, very unhinged comments, which I really appreciated. Like, she said something about coffee being too hot. Like, that is my type of, I don't even remember, but I definitely love her sense of humor too.
It's funny. She made a comment about halitosis being a deal breaker because she's in the dental field. I have no idea what halitosis is, but I actually looked it up and I guess it's some, like,
you Googled it.
Yeah, it's like some mouth disease or gum disease that causes bad breath.
Oh.
But she's so funny to me, just like making small comments like that.
And she seems really genuine. Like when Marshall was like kind of pouring his heart out and like kind of saying what his backstory was, which really quickly, that backstory was very cute. I do like the fact that he got vulnerable and said like how the way his dad like kind of interacted with him as a child kind of impacted him now. Like he wants to be more nurturing with his future kids and things like that. But I did have to say, I listened to his story after Brett's, I think, or like I compared it to Brett's, and I was like, and he was like, I have anxiety going into math class. And I was just like, bro, your trauma's not that bad. Like, you're going to be okay. Like, I'm sure you get a little bit of anxiety when your calculator app comes up on your phone, but it's going to be okay. But I just thought it was really sweet how Jacquelina kind of took that story and was like, kind of made it fun and funny and like, you know, kind of made it lighthearted, and he was able to kind of get over it. And I like their connection a lot.
Yeah, I think that story showed Marshall's really emotional. I think what he said was his dad was very harsh on him growing up, and he was bad at math, and his dad berated him saying, you know,
if you were poor on the side of the street, I wouldn't give you any money.
Yeah, that
was really sad.
Yeah, so I think it shed some color in terms of why Marshall very much expresses his emotions. But I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just funny.
I have seen some memes of of Marshall and math class, like something about calculators popping up on my feed. So
yes.
I thought it was a very sweet and touching story in that, you know, he hopes to be a more like loving father, but I will say, you know, the whole math class thing, I think people are kind of like making fun of that.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
But also, I really enjoyed their reveal. It was so much fun to watch. They were just so goofy.
Yeah. Yeah. They, I think it was my favorite reveal.
Yeah.
I think it was their reveal was my favorite. And then it was Tiffany and Brett's.
Yeah. They had a good mix of like fun, romance, and like, I'll see you later. Like, it was cute.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
One thing I thought that was really interesting is Jacquelina. Also, can we just call her Jackie?
Because I think that's what she goes for.
Perfect. Or I think that she goes by Jackie.
Okay, let's call her Jackie.
When Jackie says that what she typically goes for is tatted, tall, has a fade, she was describing her other match or her other connection, Josh, to a T.
Yes, Josh.
I thought that was so interesting when she said that. It was almost as if there was like some foreshadowing that her connection with Josh is not over yet. That's how I took it.
Yeah. And that was our one red flag with Marshall too, is how he got so like intense with Josh. And he was like, well, she's my girl. Like, you're not supposed to go for her. Like, kind of like intimidating him. But it's like, bro, like, we're all here for a competition. We're all dating the same women. So you have no right to say like, I can't have a connection with her. So I thought that was the only like kind of like, okay, Marshall, calm down a little bit. But I think he was just getting like protective or like, he just, you know, wanted Jackie to himself.
Yeah. I didn't really see it as a red flag. I mean, not quite yet, but I did see online people saying, you know, we know men like Marshall where they put up this really like kind emotional front, but then they have this like this kind of angry side to them.
Wait, do we think that do you think it's the front?
No, I don't think it's a front.
I'm wondering now, is there more to this?
They're just saying that, you know, someone who's so emotional outwardly,
Like, who we saw, we peeked into a little bit of his, like, his walls came down just for a little bit and we saw the real him for just a second, you think?
No, I don't think that. I think that he's genuine through and through. I think that he's an extremely emotional man. Mm-hmm. And when he's happy, you can tell absolutely because he expresses that. When he's angry, he also expresses that. And that could be a little bit scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm just repeating what I saw online.
Yeah.
People we'll saying just... that is a red flag, but I will say, like, him just like cracking his neck after hearing Josh told Jacquelina, if it's not you, I'm packing my bags. Yeah. I just thought it was like,
do you think they edited in that cracking scene or do you think it happened the way it actually happened?
I actually think it happened it happened.
It's like, because I'm ready to fight.
He cracked his neck as if he was like really mad about something. Oof, okay. So even if it wasn't about Josh, he did it because he was mad about something.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I don't know, it just...
We're going to have to see. We're going to have to keep an eye on Marshall throughout the season.
I don't think it was a red flag yet, but I think that he overreacted. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a sign that something else is going on there.
Yeah. But all in all, love them as a couple. Yes. I am rooting for them, so Marshall and Jackie, and also Tiffany and Brett,
our favorites, of course.
But I think we went through all the couples and kind of all our favorite scenes in the first few episodes, but also the crazy situations that happened. But what a crazy, I know what I keep using the word crazy, but I don't know another word to describe the first three episodes. Like, there was just so much that happened. There's so many love triangles, and I'm so excited for episodes 4 and 5 when the couples finally get to Mexico. So we're ending with 5 couples. We've got Tiffany and Brett, Jackie and Marshall, Micah and Paul, Irina and Zach, and
Kwame and Chelsea.
Yep. So I'm really excited to see how things pan out.
And also follow us on Instagram at Out of the Pods to submit any questions you might have or any comments on this episode.
Yeah, come chat with us.
Yeah, please.
All right. So make sure you tune in to our next episode because we're getting into Mexico.
From the house,
whoever you are,
there's a welcome there for Ruth and Faye, Mohammed and Jose.
From the Oast House, whether at work, rest or play, listen to my podcast. It's packed full of meaty goodness.
From the Oast House,
with Alan Partridge,
there's a welcome there for straight and gay and he and she and they. From the Oast House.
From the Oast House, the Alan Partridge Podcast Series 3. Listen now. Subscription required. See audible.co.uk for terms.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.